neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
About an incident that the name is not mentioned, who committed the wrong act. So this chapter actually should have not been mentioned in the Torah, because it's a very not pleasant chapter. And it's about a man that not blessed the name of Hashem. He did not bless the name of Hashem. And the term that is used is Megadef. But it mentioned who the mother was. The name of the mother is Brother Shalomit Bat Divri. Actually, somehow it's not that what her name was, it was her attitude. Divri means Dibur, that she used to socialize, to say shalom to everybody. Yehudi, non-Yehudi, how you doing, have a good day, and so on. So now, this chapter, obviously, is a very unpleasant matter that they end up very, very sad thing that this man was punished. So now, what's the message here? So if the name is not mentioned, but the mother name is mentioned, so obviously it wants to teach us that whatever that he did, he learned in the house, because the mother was very socializable. So the kid, so that's how he learned, and he did whatever he did. So we learn from here that Tosha is teaching us there's such a thing as called habit, hergel. They call it adat. Adat is from edut, Hebrew. Adat means, what is adat means? Something that you're used to. Yeah. For example, reason that he's doing this, why he's doing it?
Because he learned it from somebody else.
No, because he doesn't know better. Right?
How does he know no better? You don't throw the garbage on the floor. It's a very obvious thing. You pick up the garbage, you don't throw it on the floor.
Ah, so here, Trotamsha is teaching us there is no such a thing as obvious. Why? Because if somebody screams, why are you screaming? Why are you talking like this? So I'm not screaming! That's what he says. Because he feels the way he speaks, that's how it is. So any habit that we all have, chapter is teaching us, this person, the terrible thing. Terrible thing. But then right away he says who the mother was. Chinese. If we say he learned it from his mother, right? So why do you punish him? Why do you punish him? We say the Siba was the Imma, nachon? So why do you punish him? Why? Yeah, he says in the Torah. He says the mother was Shalomit Bat Divri. She was a talkative lady. So if the mother is a talkative lady, and the Torah says he brings it because of this matter, so he said, oh, me, Ashema, me. Whose fault is this? The mother. So why do you punish him? Huh? Why do you punish him?
Because he's still responsible for his act.
It's not that he's responsible for the act. The Torah Shai is teaching us, yes, he grew up like this. He cleans the table like this. He does musalsal with the paper towel. But who said he should not fix himself? So here, Tatasha is teaching us, no matter what the cause is, but you have responsibility to right? You have to fix yourself. You cannot say, oh, I have this friend like this. He taught me this. I was raised in such a school. My Abba was like this. My Imam was like this. You cannot say such a thing. You have a responsibility to realize I'm doing something wrong. And everybody does something wrong. Everybody's happy then to something that he should not do. He's not supposed to do. And that's why we have this chapter that should not be mentioned in the Torah. You know what the disrespect, Chasu Shalom, means for Ribono Shel Olam? That somebody comes and says such a thing? To teach us, yes. That's how the environment was. But he was punished. Why? Because you cannot say, oh, you cannot blame other people because you're doing such a thing. What do you call it? Denial. That means you blame it on other people. And that's what exactly it is. Especially the time we're going through, we're counting the Omer. 39 days passed. Why? Fix yourself. You have less than 2 weeks to stand by Mamad HaSinai, the Kabbalah Torah. You have to get rid of all of these wrong hergelim, wrong habits. And you have to fix yourself.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.